Greet you all in Jesus' name. I was enjoying that song service, youth, so much that I just couldn't get finished. Thank you so much. I was thinking of this verse, but it is written, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has, the deep things, yea, that God has for those that love Him." And I have felt a love in your hearts. And I just want to say that one of my desires, or one of the things that my wife and I have desired over the years, is to see that our children, to pass on our faith, but to see them get a hold of this, not because I had it, not second-handed, but where there's a foundation there of Jesus Christ in your hearts. And I can say, I think you have the foundation of Jesus Christ in your hearts. Or, if you don't have, that invitation is always there. Jesus is there, ready, all the time. So I just want to encourage the youth this week that you have been planted on, you have been watered, the foundation has been laid for some of you. Some of you had like really some potent stuff. These are gems. Gems that God wants to polish and shine in your life. It's like, and part of my message is that the trial of your faith coming out like pure gold. So precious and so shiny, because you let it be there and tried by God. It's not by what you do. Paul wrote this, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. And that is my heart's desire for you. I want to encourage you, and you already have, but I want to thank from a parent level all you teachers and laborers that have labored in this all this week. And I encourage the youth to esteem them very highly for the work's sake. It's because of Christ that this has been labored. It's because of God. And I praise God for that. Before we continue, let's bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, we are humbled by Your presence. The presence of singing psalms and hymns that come from these dear young servants and servantess. These dear young people that You have a purpose for. You have prepared to work in Your kingdom. And as they have labored here this week, or been taught here this week and have applied themselves, I just pray a blessing upon them. I pray now, Heavenly Father, that You just anoint my heart, my mind, my lips, that we may all, including myself, hear from You tonight. You have a message on Your heart, Heavenly Father, coming from Your throne to our hearts. And may this burden be Yours. I just pray that You would rest Your Spirit upon us all as we hear Your word, that You would put it deep into our hearts, search our hearts. We allow our hearts to be opened, and we ask that You would place Your will and Your word in us. Heavenly Father, that it might come forth refreshing, convicting, and that it might make our faith more precious than ever before as we walk with You. We just commit this service into Your hands. And pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I was inspired to share a little bit of something that has inspired my walk in life over the years. And about My wife and I, 20 years ago, is that the one that... Okay, sorry about that. Yeah. 20 years ago, we began the journey of a Christian life, my wife and I. And God had to do a lot of things to get me where I am today. And as He has done with many people, He works things out in our life that we really don't, you just don't grasp, and you don't see it until you can look back a little bit. And I'm not saying that I have a lot of answers or can look back a long distance, but 20 years gives you some time to look back. And I see that one of the things that I lacked a lot in was just simply allowing God to test me and being okay with that. And I was very blessed with one of the youth girls' testimony that the invitation to let God do something in your life, to take a trial or anything that happens in your day, whether it's at work, at home, in church, whether it's got something to do with a relationship that builds your character, invite that or allow that with patience to test your faith. In Peter, the title of my message, I didn't really, they wanted a title, and as near as I can tell, it's Purging the Gold. And maybe before I read in Peter where I wanted to, this is a song that we have sang in our family. We sung this song in our family many times in the past years. Not so much lately, but when more of our children were at home. And it's called Purging the Gold. It goes like this. When the way of the cross leads us down through the veil, where the dark troubled waters chill our soul, through the hot desert sun, through the scorching fiery trials, we must not take our eyes from the goal. And many times I did that. I just simply took my eyes from the goal. But God's grace was very sufficient. Every trial when at hand seemeth not as a joy, but as heaviness down in the soul. When a trial comes, when just little things come, little things that irritate you, little things that come that you want for yourself, and it doesn't work out, it turns into a trial. But the finished work of God is a peace and a calm, for we know that He's purging His gold. And I'm going to read this in Peter. The trial of your faith is more precious than gold. It doesn't say that your faith is more precious than gold. The trial of your faith. I just really caught on to that recently. And looked back over my life and saw that I had been trying a lot of my faith on my own. Looking at my faith, measuring it with my own stick, and thinking that it's either doing pretty good or being discouraged. And without a trial, this trial is something that it's tried, it's put through a test. This is like the test of your faith. The word here in Greek is more of a testing. Let me just read the rest of this song here. We sang this many times. You'd think I would have caught on quicker than this. But it says, every child that the Father receiveth to Him will He chasten and will be chastened and scourged as a son, but 'twill be worth it all on the great final day when the Father shall say, child, well done. And that's the end of my message for tonight, is that are you allowing the trial of your faith to be exercised and fired by God's fire, tested by God's fire, so that when, what? Ultimately, when that day comes, we want to hear that words, child, well done. That's my hope for you and for me. I'm going to read this in Peter in 1:7. The trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Whom having not seen ye love, in whom that now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Brothers, sisters, friends, if you cannot at least somewhat chide in or feel in to this, that there is a joy, a peace that's unspeakable and full of glory, then you need to go back to the cross and find Jesus. Because once you have found Jesus as the foundation, as your Redeemer, and you find your lostness and you find a Savior, you will find a joy that's unspeakable. But after that, that's the beginning. The trial comes. The trial of life comes. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that. My testimony in just a short is that I had a very rebellious life as a teenager. We got married. I wasn't converted until I was 33 years old after we were married. And it caused a lot of problems. And so that built up a lot of garbage in that time. And after being born again, I was excited about what God had done for me. Yet, God had a work. And just in brief, I'm just going to give you a brief. He had to get rid of a lot of things in my life and my wife's life. I had to give up a lot of earthly things that were close to me or kind of dear to me. And I worked for my dad, had opportunity to take the business on. We had built a new house. Meanwhile, my wife's mother passed away. And God kept calling us to do something. I had read in 1 Corinthians, I want to read that now. I had read this passage and really didn't know to the fullest extent what it was speaking to me until many years later. In 1 Corinthians 1, or in 1 Corinthians 3, he says, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And that is why I have a burning desire to see young people or our children get this foundation. What you have experienced this week is really good, because you have been taught in the school of what God wants, what His Word teaches. Yet I'm sure, I wasn't here, but I'm sure you have been taught that without this foundation, what they were teaching you has very little effect. It will have no power in you. It will have an effect. It hopefully did have an effect, but it will not have the power. So this foundation we were looking for. When we found this foundation, we were looking to pass this on to our children. And so, to finish my testimony briefly here, God had to help me get rid of a bunch of earthly possessions. Our home. And we moved to another community. My wife and I look back, and it's very sad that my wife had to lose her mother, 48 years old, from cancer. But we've often talked to each other about the fact that, you know, she was very close to her mom. And without that purging, I'm not sure that we could have made it to where we did today. And I'm not saying we did near everything perfect, but we have been very blessed. As I look back, how God has tested us. At this time, I'm going to give you an illustration. Well, let me just finish reading here, though. I want to read this passage. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. And for you as fathers, and even young men growing up, thinking about a family, looking back, I realize I did not understand this passage. And I'm not saying I do today to its fullest. But God put a conviction. He put something in my heart that stirred me and told me that if you don't take care of your children, it's going to be this way. When that day comes, there's going to be a testing. As you grow older and as you raise your family, there's going to be testings. And when the day comes to really do the final test, your children are what you have left to see what you worked. And I am barely able to say that because it's only by God's grace and just like many of you can say and probably agree with, it's our children are not perfect, but God has given us the grace and the power and the protection to get over the humps and the bumps and the things that we missed out on. And I just really want to praise God for that. So if you have if you have not seen the preciousness of your children, fathers, it is very important. I did not see this. I'm admitting to you, when I first read this, and for most of my years, my children did not experience a father like they should have. I admit that to you. And it makes me very sad. So it's really only by God's grace. But as I work, here's an example of something. I want to give you an object lesson here on this testing of our faith and how God wants to work out your faith to make it precious like pure gold. But without a trial, He can't do that. Faith just stagnant, not tested, is nothing. It's not. It has no substance. And one of the ways that God showed me this over the years, I used to shoe a lot of horses. And as I did horse shoeing and put drill tech and this stuff on these horses' shoes to make so they wouldn't slip on the ice and the snow or just the hard road, and it took a good grip. And those of you that have had horses know what I'm talking about. But when you have a heavy horse going down the road with a cart or a buggy, and he's supposed to have the brakes and the get up and the go, it takes a lot of traction to make that happen. And as I put this traction on these horseshoes, God really spoke to me. So I'm going to share that with you in this object lesson that I have. Here I have a horseshoe that has, and it's too bad. I doubt if you in the back can really see this for the illustration that I want to give. But you see this horseshoe. And as I was putting drill tech on these horseshoes, you see the bottom part of this horseshoe is gold. And I learned that as I was putting this on, if the heat and everything was just right, if I heated these horseshoes just right and put this drill tech on there, that gold, it looks like gold, but it's actually bronze. Bronze, when heated perfectly, looks almost like gold. And when I put this on and the heat was just right, the shoe was heated just right, it would come out like this bottom. Just a nice golden color. Bonded perfectly. These chunks that are in here were bonded in as good as they can ever be. But if you take a look at this up here in the right-hand corner, can you see how black that is? Some of you, I could hold it up here. You see the difference? Do you see this gold spot up here in this corner? This is how my faith, God spoke to me when I was putting this drill tech on these horseshoes over the course of years. He said, you know, if you hold real still and you let me hold that torch and test you, it'll look like this. But if you don't hold still, and if you try to get away or you try to hide something, you get some other values, you won't be like this humble piece of iron. I'll be trying to, you know, I had Christ in my life, right? I committed my life to Christ. But many times things were going wrong and I was failing. Up here, in this left-hand corner, in my left-hand corner, is a dab of drill bit, drill tech, this carbide chunks that were put on with not enough heat. If you put this on a horse's foot,